And I remembered all of it. So, I mean.
Nervous. I prefer to jump out of the building. Yeah,
we good. Bring it back. Bring it back. Get on my, I'll be in my trailer. Get on my motherfucking face. Please.
Push the goddamn button.
Yeah, action.
I know you're time. Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of the Gray Area Podcast.
Gray Area, woo!
I am Shaquille, I'm sorry. Let's do it again, guys. Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of the Gray Area Podcast.
Gray Area, woo!
Yeah.
I am Shaquille D.
Being Breeze.
It's your boy, Damani.
And if this is your first time here, welcome to the Gray Area. If this is not your first time here, welcome to the Gray Area. If you're part of the Patreon, welcome to the Gray Area. But this is a podcast about whatever we feel like talking about. It could be love, it could be life, it could be friends. I folded this wrong and he's upset, so now he's going to fold it himself. it literally could be anything or nothing at all. We have interesting conversations and just wanted to let you guys in on the conversation. So while you are here, don't forget to like, share, subscribe, tell a friend and tell a friend and tell a friend. Mm-hmm. But also, if you want to watch this podcast live and early, because we do record our podcast at least 1 to 2 months in advance, typically about a month and a half in advance, you got to join our Patreon. Okay, for that and exclusive content, you can join our Patreon for the low price of $3 a month. And that allows us to make more and higher quality content for you guys, more frequently. So yeah, you'll be able to see this podcast live. You'll be able to watch our food review show.
Who made this?
As well as our, it's like a Sunday dinners type of vibe, called
The Race Is Done.
So if y'all miss those vibes from Be A Breeze's lives, that's where y'all can find us. So definitely check that out. We have more behind the scenes and more exclusive content coming to you guys. So definitely join the Patreon. For those who have already joined the Patreon, we greatly appreciate you. We thank you guys for being a part of this journey that we're on, because we are growing and we want to grow with you guys. But I have done enough talking. How are you guys?
Good. Sensational. I feel
at peace.
Yeah.
That's good. I was tired earlier. I feel a little bit better now since like stretching and eating and stuff like that. But I'm good as well. I'm excited for today just to get creating. Mm-hmm. It's step one in our creation day. So but yeah. What y'all wanna talk about?
Anything. You know what I was thinking about? One thing that I just thought about. I'm tired, but I can turn it on. Like, I can turn the energy on when I need to.
Performance mode.
It's not performance mode. It's because I eat to live. So everything that I consume, all right, 90% of the things that I consume create life. Even once they're cut from the ground, pulled from the root, squeeze from the wall.
Oh my gosh. So you feel like that's why you still have bursts of energy?
Mm-hmm.
I still be having bursts of energy. I had chicken last night. It was great. Muy delicioso. But I mean, I don't know. I say for me, I feel like it's a performance mode because I can turn it on and off. Like, I can be tired, but you don't always have to know that I'm tired. Or, like, if we have to record something or, I guess, entertain, I can turn it on. So, for me, it's a level of performance mode.
So, what does performance mode?
Man Ray!
What does performance mode look like for you?
Like full on performance mode. Mm-hmm. Wait, before I answer that, for you, would you consider turning on the energy, turning off the energy performance mode, or do you consider it what you eat, or what are you, what are your thoughts on it?
I would say, I mean, I think it just depends. I think, like, if the turn on and turn off the energy portion, if it's like, if you don't actually have it, but you're trying to give it, then I think that's performance mode. But if it's like something where it's like, hey, I can wake up a little bit, I can pick myself up a little bit more than then I wouldn't necessarily consider it like a performance.
Okay, I get that.
But it just depends on what I'm doing.
I think I was just thinking about it in one context. So, for me, going back to your question, performance mode looks like, I don't know. It depends on what scenario I'm in. But a lot of times, because sometimes I'm very energetic, but then sometimes I'm very calm. Most times I'm very calm. So I think performance mode, as far as like situationally, not like on stage type of thing, it's more so a thing of, me giving it, like giving the energy even if I don't have it. So like me going out of my way, I don't know, like to make myself seem like I'm present even though I'm not. I guess that's a way to look at it. So like if we have to record something, or like I said, if we have to record something or just entertain or something like that, and I'm out of it, I don't want you to necessarily, because I don't want you to think that it's you. Like, so I don't want you to feel like, you know, I got something against you when it's like, I'm just exhausted. So like, I'll give you extra energy or like whatever level of energy I feel like is needed for the scenario, which is a level of performance for me. But really, I just need to be in my bed.
Or it's like when somebody comes over and you got a host.
Yeah. It's like hosting. Like,
sometimes I don't feel like hosting.
Yeah.
Sometimes I don't feel like hosting.
He's like, I don't invite people over when I don't feel like hosting.
I would bring back memories.
Oh, yeah, like when...
I'd be exhausted.
It's very exhausting.
I don't invite people over who can't host themselves anymore. Like, if I can't leave you in a room by yourself and you'd be okay, if I can't take a nap while you're here.
Yeah. But what if it's their first time there? No?
Typically, again, every once in a while there's an exception, but I don't invite people over that I don't feel like I can leave you in the kitchen and be like, hey, yo, you can figure something out if you want to get something to eat. Like that kind of thing where it's like, hey, you good, you could just, it's like, that's the kind of people that I would prefer to actually have, where it's like, you can go ahead, just like, nah, I don't want to go in the kitchen. Nah, feel free, go ahead, make yourself a plate, man, okay. Go ahead.
I guess I get that. I don't know. I feel like, your friends, I don't know that your friends would be like, I don't want to go in the kitchen. They'd be like, all right, where's what you got in here? They just go straight in there.
Yeah. That's
just, do y'all call it a cabinet or a cupboard?
Cabinet.
I don't call it a cupboard.
Who calls it a cupboard?
A cupboard makes me think of like kindergarten where you stored your lunch.
All us.
It makes me think of, woke up this morning and I was hungry. That's what I mean.
Look in that cupboard,
it was bad.
When I hear cupboard, I think of trapped in the closet. When the
what? What part of the trap in the
with
closet?
The midget?
When the midget popped out from under the sink or something.
Oh, we're not supposed to say midget no more. We're supposed to say little person.
Pardon me. Pardon me. Well, when they popped out, that's what I see.
Put it in the room! I think that was the exact moment I stopped watching. Funny.
Past that.
I think that's when I stopped.
It got a little crazy. It started getting excessive, I think, after that. And then I was like, all right, I'm done. After it came out with another set, I was like, all right, I'm good.
The second set.
Yeah, the first five.
I couldn't even find it. I couldn't even find no more.
For real?
Yeah.
I found it. I found a lot more, I think, But I wasn't at my house. I think somebody else had, like, looked for it. And they pulled it up. And I was like, this is... It was weird. Like, they was in a church. Then there was, like, prostitutes.
Oh, I did see
and it. Then, like...
I seen the rest.
I feel like they was playing it on TV.
Probably did.
I saw it on YouTube. Like, anything after 5, they didn't play off. At least on my TV. They never played on...
No, I feel like it was, TV. Like, a day, like... I mean, before he recently got convicted and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. But... It was like a day where it was just, you know how like MTV or random channels just be playing one artist stuff all day sometimes? It was like that. It was like a Trapped in the Closet marathon.
What kind of movie was y'all playing?
What, we like acting? Mm-hmm. I already know I would not do any horror movies. I would probably want to do like a rom-com or some sort of action movie.
I would do an action comedy. Like ride along.
Say like Bad Boys
or like Bad Boys. Yeah.
I mean, I do pretty much. I do a horror. I do action. I do no, comedy. Do
action.
Yeah. I feel like I would voice a horror movie. Like I would do the screams. Mm. Like, but
doing the
I feel like that would be so fun. There used to be this show on like MTV or VH1. It was like called Scream Queens, and like they was just. Basically auditioning to do the screams in a horror movie, and I could do that. Like it would take a lot, but yeah, I could definitely do that.
Yeah, I would act in pretty much. I'm not gonna say pretty much anything, but I'd act in a lot of movies. So
I do action. I do comedy. I do a romantic comedy. Mm-hmm. That's rom-com.
Yeah.
I do like a suspense thriller.
Yeah, I want to do a mystery.
Adventure. Yeah. I'd act.
Like Huckleberry Finn.
I act my metal.
Would y'all do a biopic? A biopic?
I would. Would y'all do something where... Okay, I'm going to ask you and then I'm going to ask you, but... would you do something where you have a... love interest? Whoa. Shakoya, I can see you doing a serious movie, like life journey type of journey. I would do a serious movie or a drama.
I thought she was about to say, I can see you doing a Lifetime movie.
Honestly, I like them Lifetime movies. Put me in a Christmas special.
Women love Lifetime movies.
Because they be good. I got tired of the ones where they was getting, like, you know, beat and raped and stuff like that. But, like, the Hallmark movies and, like, the holiday movies and stuff like that, I love those.
I would do a serious movie, too.
But,
you can't even say, I'd do a serious movie.
I would definitely do a serious movie. Would you do a movie where you had a love interest? Like, you were the main character, you had a love interest.
I would. I think initially it would be weird, but... I mean, I would have to talk to you about it, but obviously, but yeah, I mean...
Would you?
Sure. I think I would.
If you were dating somebody, would you?
If they follow it,
yeah, so I was like,
if it don't cause no, if it don't bring no
chaos in the palace,
ruckus in the palace.
I said dissension. Mm-hmm. Okay, I don't
would
know.
You? Yeah.
I don't know. Like I would have to ask. Like I don't know. Like is there a kiss in there? I think that's part of the reason why I had decided not to do the other movie that I had auditioned for because I was like. If there's a love interest, I don't want to do that right now.
But I feel like I would pick the movies based off the script. Like, what is this movie about?
Well, most times you don't get access to the full script until, like, after you audition. Like, but if you're at a point where, like, they're calling you, then, like, yeah, you could
look at this movie about? I don't want it to be in anything.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I know. I get that.
Yeah. Y'all doing one with a love scene in there?
I was about to ask that next.
Word.
I don't know. I genuinely don't know. I feel like at that time, J2 said, as long as it's not a 50 Shades of Grey, a great type of movie. Yeah, I definitely couldn't do one of those type of movies, I feel like. But I don't know if I could. It depends. It depends on the movie, because I be hearing in some movies you actually be doing some things, and in the other movies it's just not, like, you're not actually doing
things. I feel like I thought they were actually doing stuff a lot more when they in, like, back in the day. Yeah, now they don't.
Oh, now they don't.
From what I've heard, I mean, that's what the, like, Chloe Bailey talked about in.
But I think it depends. Yeah. I feel like it depends on the director, the, like, whoever's in charge. Yeah, I don't know.
I've been hearing it's more weird than anything.
Yeah, I've been hearing that it's very weird.
My ultimate thing would come back to, what is this movie about?
Yeah, I'm saying if the character.
You in a rom-com.
Oh, I was going to say eligible bachelor.
Oh. In a rom-com.
And they have love. In a.
I'm Hitch.
I don't know. I feel like maybe I would do it. I don't know. I guess it would have to be a discussion with you first, but I feel like I would consider it, but I'm not completely sold on it.
Yeah. I'll cross that bridge when I come to it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Hey, directors,
hit my line, please.
I can act.
She said, well, you also got to think of who is going to be your co-star.
Mm. Yeah, too.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
let's
true.
Let's see.
That's my drink.
I was just thinking who the actresses, actors, actresses out there. Is it wrong to say actresses then?
No.
Don't worry, who the actresses out there.
But, like, okay, so who would you want to play as your counterpart in art?
It just depends on the movie.
Let's pick a genre. Rom-coms.
I was gonna say somebody funny.
You gonna have Issa Rae?
That'll be funny. That'll be hilarious.
Issa Rae will be mad funny. Who would you want?
I don't know.
There's Issa Rae. There's Regina Hall. There's Regina King. Mm-hmm.
Regina Hall is hilarious. Regina King is too.
There's Halle Berry. There's Halle Bailey. There's Chloe Bailey. There's Yara Shahidi.
I don't know how to say her last name, but that sounds right. It might be right.
There's Marseille Martin, but she's younger.
Yeah.
So let's take her off the table.
Child.
Let's take her off the table. I was just naming people.
Yeah.
There's, like, Tracee Ellis Ross. There is Nia Long.
I think it would just depend on the movie. I think. I would just leave, like, it just depends on what the role is.
Yeah, I could be serious.
Can't even get it out.
Serious.
Every time.
I could be funny. I could be gentle.
That's not gentle. That was not gentle at all. I don't even know how you display gentleness, but that was not gentle.
Be kind. I could be loving. What y'all want to see? Action. I would do a kung fu movie, too.
Would you do your own stunts?
Yeah. I would want to. I would.
As long as they don't got me... doing no Fast and Furious stunts.
Yeah.
Like, I'm down to do the stunts, though, but...
I would definitely be in Fast and Furious. I would do some of the stunts, not all of the stunts. I don't know how many I can actually do right now, but once I get my shoulder together, start stretching a little bit, exercising... I could do a little tuck and roll.
You know how slow that is? Like a tuck and roll. We went from jumping out of a to tucking and rolling.
Oh, man.
Stick the landing.
That's funny.
Nah, I could do something. She said she'd be in the most dramatic telenovela and had William Levy be her co-star. I would actually be in a telenovela.
Telenovela would be interesting.
That's a Spanish movie.
It's the stories.
Yeah.
It's a Spanish story. I would definitely be in I would be.
Why do they call them the stories?
They be lying.
I guess the same reason why they call it telenovela.
What novella mean?
It's like novel.
Yeah, novel story. I think.
J2, what telenovela mean for real? So we not out here saying the wrong stuff. So we probably saying the wrong stuff.
I'm like, television story.
Television story, duh. Like,
it makes sense. Television novel.
But, I mean, what do they call? I don't know what they're... I know it's like daytime. I don't know if our parents just call them the stories. But it's the stories. But I would be in a telenovela. Let me get my Spanish up. And I would be in a story. But the stories, they literally learn their script day of. Yeah, like every day.
Goodness, y'all good.
She said someone always be in the hospital and someone cheating on someone. Yeah. It'd be so dramatic, but I'd be locked in. I was at one point. As the world turns, had me in a chokehold for a little bit. When I was little, me and mom used to watch it, you know. Good times, bonding. Oh, soap opera. Why can't we think of the name soap opera?
That's what telenovela mean?
Yeah, it's the same thing.
Telenovela.
Telenovela, it's a soap opera. So it's the same thing. It's not an exact translation, but.
Television novel.
Yeah.
Soap opera. So how did they get the name soap opera?
I was about to ask that. Let me go do my Google.
Probably soap. Tears, sob.
No, I was thinking like somebody standing on their soapbox. Like, you know, people stand up and like just be giving long speeches in the middle of like a park and stuff. That's called standing up on your soapbox.
The more you know.
That's why people be talking so long, they be like, let me get off my soapbox. You never heard anybody say that?
I've heard it before, okay. But I don't know what these people be talking about.
It's like, yeah, I don't know what you're talking about.
Context, people let me sit down and shut up.
Mm-hmm.
I've been up here too long.
I'm a strong context school guy.
Me too. And that's I make up my own context. Yeah. Like, if I don't got enough context,
I'll make it up. We're going to get some context regardless.
Like, so what you're saying is, until we get to what you're actually saying.
Yeah. That's how I be thinking. That's how I figure out a bunch of the words that I know. Just from context, I was like,
like telenovela.
Telenovela.
So he was about to say telenutella.
So it says soap opera. Basically, most of the major sponsors for many years were manufacturers of soap and detergents. So they just called it soap operas. So I guess it's like.
That's crazy.
Like going to the opera. Like, you see a dramatic story or whatever, and they're singing. So they're probably like, oh, these are dramatic stories.
Sponsored by
soap and detergent people. So let's call them soap operas.
That's crazy. The more you know.
Yeah. That's all that it says.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting.
Man.
That is weird.
I didn't know that they learned their lines the day of. That's cool. That's
good. They be acting.
Yeah, they be acting.
They be acting.
They might get it the night before, but a lot of the stuff is like you're on the spot, like you're learning new lines, like as you go. Like they're recording a lot of stuff. I learned that because I was watching Vanessa
Hudgens.
No.
Vanessa. Oh, you're talking about. Black
Runs.
Red Runs.
Vanessa Simmons?
Yeah, Vanessa Simmons. She was doing soap operas for a while. But also at the same time, her and Angela had their own reality show. So I was watching that. I liked their show. It was nice. But yeah, she was doing soap operas. She was talking about it a little bit. But yeah, you gotta be on it. And I heard a lot of like actors do soap operas sometimes for a while, so like they can, you know, just it's like warming up, like exercising and stuff, like so you can really be on it. So, but yeah.
Mm-hmm. Would y'all be in you've already been in. Would you be in a play? Broadway.
That's how you get a Tony. That's how you get a Tony.
I would be in a musical, but I don't see myself.
Yeah,
Broadway. I'll be nervous.
You want? Would you be on Off Broadway?
I don't know what that is.
I was gonna say, what is that?
It's like
on screen.
A play, but it's off Broadway. Like
it's on screen.
It's like a big play, Like, they'll do tours and stuff like that, but they just don't, they're not on Broadway.
What's Broadway?
It's a street in New York.
Where they...
I just thought it was like a play.
No, Broadway is like...
It's like where they host a lot of,
like, the major plays. Yeah.
Okay.
So doing off-Broadway is doing like a play. So it might be a major play. It might not be, but it's off-Broadway.
I would do a musical on screen, but I'll be nervous to do a play.
Yeah, because it's live.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, like, you practice enough that, like, it starts to become second nature. I had so many lines in the play that I was in college. I didn't think I was going... I don't know how I remembered all of those lines. I played, like, 7 different characters. And I remembered all of it. So, I mean...
Nervous. I prefer to jump out of the building. All
right, we're good. Bring it back.
I'll be in my trailer.
But that's why you rehearse, and then, like, you know, there's an understudy, and then also, like, the other people that's in the play with you, like, sometimes they'll, like, let's say you forget something, they might be able to carry the line or whatever to help you get through or something, but...
Yeah, I just saw, the only reason I thought about that is I saw it was a clip of Denzel and Fences, because Fences was originally a play.
Denzel,
however he prefers to be called, Mr. Washington, he was in, I saw it was a clip, it had a side-by-side of him doing it, like the play version and then the movie, and it was like the movie felt a lot more intense because it was like you could pay attention to more subtle stuff, but the play wasn't bad, but it was like he has to project, so it's like, and it was people laughing, so it's like people are laughing, but it's like a super serious moment. So I was like just seeing the difference between like being on stage and, you know. I mean, I've seen the Tyler Perry plays where people say something and they break in character for a second and have to get back into the scene.
Oh my gosh. Watching a Tyler Perry play live is hilarious. Like when they be cracking jokes in the middle of the scene and stuff like that, like it be funny.
Yeah, I've actually never.
I went for someone.
I don't really remember it that much.
I just know I was laughing. Yeah, it was funny. I wanted to see the last one live, but I didn't get tickets.
I ain't know, still plays going on.
That was like his last
hurrah.
Yeah. J2 said, which Disney show would you want to be on if they did a reboot of the old shows?
Phineas and Ferb. I'll do a voice.
Phineas and Ferb.
What's the old shows? Mine is going on Jake Long.
American Dragon. Yeah, I'll definitely voice that on Disney.
Oh, man.
That's a good one. I forgot about that. I'm glad you brought that up. Me and Zuko.
Disney show.
So, if it was a cartoon, I would probably do like Kim Possible.
That's a good one.
Proud Family.
Proud Family. See, this is why you said it. I was like,
I would definitely voice characters on there. I would want a recurring role, though. Like, I don't want a guest star. I want to be on there.
I don't know any. I can't think of any in-person shows.
I would say maybe, like...
I mean, of course, it's so random, but I don't know if I would want to be a... I mean, I would pop up for an episode. Be like, hey, y'all, what's up?
I was thinking...
clapping up music.
You go, and then I'll say what I was going to say.
Oh, I was going to say... I was thinking maybe, like, Sister Sister or something like that.
Sisters was on Disney? I thought it was on. Maybe I started watching it. Damn, I'm old. I started watching it on. I wanted to say it was whatever. No, it wasn't WB. Was it? I can't remember what channel it was.
Oh,
it was,
I guess that
whatever
was,
channel it was on originally.
Yeah, it was. It wasn't originally. Was it?
I don't think
it was originally on Disney, but it wound up on Disney.
I was. I would want to do an episode. You know where when the artists come and perform? I just see what I want to do. Do you want to party with me?
I would probably do like Sweet Life with Zach and Cody.
That's a good one.
That was a good one too. Yeah, I would definitely do like be the artist to come through for this. Yeah, what's going on? Let me see what it's like.
Yeah,
come like how Beyonce came through in that one episode of Smart Guy, and she was
It was all of Destiny's Child.
Oh, it was all of Destiny's Child? Yeah, I can't remember. Beyonce. I remember the scenes. Pardon me.
Everybody was there. It was all four of them.
Pardon me. I forgot because Beyonce was like dating his, I haven't watched that in years, but she was like
dating his brother.
Yeah, that's why I remember. I remember she had a bunch of lines in it. Anyway, I love Destiny's Child. Love all the children of Destiny.
But yeah, I would, Sweet Life of Zach and Cody, I would definitely be on. And I would probably do, like, you know, when they did the sweet, it was Sweet Life and Hannah Montana mashup.
I wouldn't have been on Hannah Montana.
I would have.
I'm cool.
I would have showed up. I would have.
Alright.
I would have also showed up on Wizards of Waverly Place.
I remember that show.
I didn't watch it.
Oh, that was a good show. Mm-hmm. That was a good show.
I would want to be on 101, A Different World. And I would want to be in Good Burger.
That would be funny.
So, J2 said that Sister Sister originally aired on ABC. But Disney owns them, so it still counts.
It don't count.
It counts. Disney owns ABC.
Sister Sister was for the adults.
It was not for the adults.
It wasn't for the children.
It was not for the adults. It was for us.
It was for, like, teenagers. I don't think it was for... It wasn't Disney Channel. It was on ABC. They different.
Yeah, but that was before... I think that was before Disney Channel was like Disney Channel. Yeah. I think Disney Channel became a thing when we... like, once we started becoming adolescents.
Do people still watch Disney Channel?
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know what channel Disney Channel is anymore. I used to remember the numbers.
It used to be like 213, something like that.
Like 270...
If you or if it depends on what you had.
I had Direct.
If you had DirecTV, I thought it was like 280. I thought it was one of them was like 285. One of them was like I think Nickelodeon was like 300.
Actually,
we had five.
We had files. We had DirecTV at one point.
We did. We had DirecTV. We had Comcast, and we had files. So,
BET was 270.
That was on
270.
Files.
Yeah,
on files. BET was 270. And then
Disney was like 253 or something like that. She said it used to be channel 30.
Yeah. No, but she's right, because on that BET used to be channel 60.
Yeah.
Whatever cable subscription you had.
We had cable, that. We had cable, that at
channel
point.
60. Yep. I remember that. And then 59 was MTV.
Uh-huh.
Yep. It's yep. 58 was VH1. Yep. I remember. It's coming back.
I remember that.
Look at the little thing you remember that nobody else. That's crazy. I can't even believe I remember that.
I ain't know how to act when you compress the guy.
Right.
You can't go at the bottom.
Right. I was like, oh my gosh. Like, I can still watch my show. I don't gotta go to a whole nother channel.
I was even fine with the guy where it was like the guy that had the small box in the side so I could still see the show a little bit and I'm just going through.
That was cool too.
It's an old episode.
But
I think like Cartoon Network was 54.
Yeah, Cartoon Network was definitely 54.
That's when I used to watch Cartoon Network.
I don't remember it being 54. Maybe I might have had it. It might have been 54.
And I feel like Boomerang was like 55 or something.
Yeah, Boomerang and Cartoon Network
were always right next to each other. Yeah.
Only time I watched Boomerang was when I was desperate. That's the only time I ever watched.
They used to play some good shows.
They played Flintstones. They played
The Jetsons
and Pink Panther.
The Jetsons was okay. I never really watched Pink Panther, but they had like Tom and Jerry and stuff like that.
They had Scooby Doo on there.
Yeah.
Yogi Bear.
Yep.
It was like our parents' cartoons.
Yeah. J2 said, now she feels so old. I think we all do.
Yeah, as I'm going through, I'm like, oh my God.
I'm still young and vibrant. I go to the court and shoot around. They don't play 21.
Oh, man.
They're losing formulas. The kids are losing formulas.
But, I mean, well, maybe next time stay out there a little longer. Maybe they will be playing 21 at some point. Or maybe they'll start playing a game or something and not just be shooting around.
I mean, I'm going out there today. So, by the time I get there, I'm taking over there. Mm. So by the time I get there, when I walk past, it's gonna be about 6-7 o'clock when I get over there. Something better be happening. Something better. Hey y'all, the kids don't shoot around. The kids only shoot around.
They don't play 21.
They don't play 21. They don't play Bye Bye Birdie around the world.
King of the court.
Yeah. They don't be running twos, threes. I ain't see nothing yet. But today I have hope. I said today I have hope.
Play no games.
That's going to be one of my artist dates. I'm going to go out there. Hey, youngster. Hey, young blood. Pass me the rock. This is how you used to do back in the day. You know, we got to post up. They going to be like, hey, oh, yeah, can't go left. I got to work. Create space. Tween. In and out. Hezzy. Cross. To the left. Boom, boom. Two dribbles. Euro. Stop playing with that, man. Then I push the glasses up like, D-up.
All right, Uncle Drew.
Getting back on topic, J2 said, if they were to bring back Johnny Bravo, I would guest star on it just to slap him.
That was a good one. I would definitely want to be in Kids Next Door.
Oh my gosh, yes. I would want to be in that real bad.
And they had to fight their older siblings. That was wild. I'd be in Rugrats too.
I would be in Rugrats.
I would be in Jimmy Neutron. Just because. I think
brain blast!
Goddard was fire.
I would be an Animaniacs. Mm-hmm. Just so I feel like it would be fun. Like, just fun to randomly voice a character on there.
And I would be in Avatar. I just wanted to see how they would, like, what character would they put me as?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd like to see that as well. I'd definitely be an Avatar.
Hands down.
Yeah, absolutely.
I feel myself, like, reading the artist's way. I didn't even get to the chapters yet, but actually, yeah, it was, like, reading is like a sense of zen coming over me. I just want to meditate. I'm writing things, and it's like, I don't got nothing to say. I don't really want to do nothing at this point. Let me just meditate. I'm getting hungry now, though, but.
This is very different.
There's another show that I said I wanted to be a part of, though. I can't remember right now.
J2 said Powerpuff Girls. She be Bubbles. I would be Buttercup.
Blossom, Buttercup.
Yeah, I would definitely be Buttercup. I would be a Static Shock, too.
Yeah, I was going to say Static. That's what I was going to say, Static Shock.
Yeah. Would you be in Jackie Chan Adventures?
Absolutely.
I know you love that show.
Absolutely.
You be part of Dark Hand?
Nah. I'm a black guy. I'm funny.
Oh, if they had Damani as Shindu.
That would be crazy.
That would be wild. I think you could do it, though. I feel like you could have an evil voice. Let's give it a try.
I could do it, but
I think that would be good. I would be in Baby Looney Tunes, too. Yeah, I would.
Yeah. So, if y'all doing different cartoons, would y'all make different voices? Like, would y'all use different voices for each cartoon or character? Or would y'all keep y'all same voice?
It just depends. I might change it up just to have some fun.
I'll probably change it up depending on the character. I think some might sound similar depending on who the character is. But I would try to, like, make more distinct voices, especially if I'm supposed to be like a recurring character or one of the main characters, then I would probably try to do something very specific for that character. Yeah, but you know, coming soon, mm-hmm. I will be voicing cartoons, animes, even
me too, fun stuff, man,
movies. Background noises. If you guys watch a horror film in the next few years, you hear a scream. It'll be me.
Yeah, I think in the real life shows, of course, I would end up in all that or Kenan and Kel, and I think I would probably go into. I would probably. if we moving away from Nickelodeon, I would definitely have been in the Jamie Foxx show.
Absolutely.
I was going to say Fresh Prince.
Fresh Prince, too.
Fresh Prince.
I've been in One-on-One.
I said One-on-One or A Different World.
Oh, I would have loved to be in A Different World. Mm-hmm. That would have been so fun. She said, let's bring it to superhero shows. Which one would you be in and why?
Superhero shows.
You talking about like Arrow and The Flash? That kind of? I'm thinking.
I didn't watch as many superhero shows.
Arrow was good the first 5 seasons.
Superhero, what's like human? Human shows?
Yeah, like human shows and cartoons.
Yeah, Arrow was good.
Wait, what was the one when they was time traveling? They was messing up the timeline.
Oh, you talking about that I was watching?
Yeah.
It was The Flash.
That was on The Flash?
They did,
yes.
It was a group of them.
Oh, you talking about...
Agents and S.H.I.E.L.D.?
Agents... No, not Agents and S.H.I.E.L.D. It was... The group... It was a spinoff of The Flash and Arrow. It was...
The group of people that messed up the timelines. They kept making apparitions.
It was... Let me get my phone. It's gonna bother me.
Yeah, I would be in that.
It was like an Agents and S.H.I.E.L.D., but it wasn't Agents and S.H.I.E.L.D. It was... Oh my goodness.
I would be the grandma in that telling them to stop.
Nah, I gotta look this up now.
Stop messing that up.
Avengers?
She said human shows. I would definitely be in Spider-Man. Word. That's not a human show, but when you said Avengers, that's what I thought of.
Show. Superhero shows.
Yeah, superhero human shows.
Probably Arrow or The Flash. I didn't really watch. Or Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Those are the only ones I really watched.
I didn't even really watch Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Legends of Tomorrow.
I will be in that.
Yeah.
I'll be the one telling them, guys, I think this is a bad idea. Mm-hmm.
They had Supergirl, and then they had. I would have been in Black Lightning.
Oh yeah.
Just to show her.
I'm good on Black Lightning. I would want to be in X-Men. X-Men the best superheroes in my opinion. We're not going.
Yeah, that's
no
the
need
one.
For debate.
DC Legends of Tomorrow.
X-Men. The best.
I would be Storm.
I like X-Men a lot.
I would definitely be Storm. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Storm. X-Men. That's it.
Mm-hmm. I like X-Men. X-Men was good.
Yeah, I love X-Men.
I would love to have showed up in a Deadpool movie as well.
Oh my gosh. That would be so fun.
Mm-hmm.
That's who I want my counterpart to be in a movie.
Would you guys
Ryan
be
Reynolds? He said Deadpool. I mean him too. Ryan Reynolds.
I was gonna say, would y'all play a bad guy in a movie?
I would.
Mm-hmm.
In a heartbeat.
Yeah, yeah,
so like... then I can get my evil laugh on. I gotta work on it, but
where mine is more like you like that?
You laugh like an evil guy in an anime.
Yeah, it's more like
One Piece.
they laugh like ha 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 ha, like Mando, yeah. But they just have their own.
Yeah.
I don't think I, as a bad guy, I wouldn't even want to laugh.
I wouldn't either.
No, I would laugh a lot. Because I would be enjoying.
But you would be in one of the bad guy, like the comedy bad guy.
No, I would be one of the crazy bad guys.
Oh.
That was having fun.
Mm-hmm.
Like Cottonmouth, he laughed a lot.
Yeah, he definitely. Did you ever see it? Well, you saw it. They put like a montage of him like all the times that he laughed. Oh my gosh. Because he would just be. His laugh is just funny. So, like, he would be dead serious. It just, like, back to back.
Yes.
Just cut up. And it was hilarious.
And, yeah. The Joker, he laughed a lot.
Yeah.
He was messed up in the head, but he does laugh.
Yeah.
And I would laugh. Mm-mm-mm-mm. It wouldn't sound like that, but. I'm working on it.
Yeah, but I would definitely be a bad guy.
Yeah, I think I'd be a fire bad guy.
Word.
Mm, J2 said she'd be on Suicide Squad.
That's a good one.
Suicide Squad.
It depends on which Suicide Squad you're talking about. You talking about the one with Will Smith or the one with
Idris Elba? She said the chick with the swords. She can't remember who she was. Who that?
She's talking about the Asian girl with the katanas. She had like the mask.
Was she in the first one or the second one? I think she was in both.
But,
I'll probably be on Suicide Squad. But I would definitely be a bad guy.
Word. Yeah. I get my training day on. King Kong!
I ain't got nothing on me!
Yeah, it would be fun. It would be fun.
Yeah, I think that would be, like, really fun to do. I mean, just not even play a bad guy.
Yeah, I don't want to be, like, bad guy, like Michael Ealy and for Colored Girls kind of bad guy.
Yeah, nah. But I thought we was talking about, like, you know, superhero movies.
Yeah, I was just saying in general.
Like, then you have people looking at you sideways in real life.
Yeah, like I'll never be, I don't want it to be like, I'll never be able to look at you the same after that role.
Yeah, that was tough to watch. He's a really good actor, though. Like a really good actor. Yeah. He's great. I would play in a movie with him.
Of course.
I'm just putting things out there. You guys call me. Can you ring a ding ding? You know? But, yeah. Would you prefer to be in a movie or would you prefer to be in a TV show?
Either one. Don't be on the big screen.
But the TV's...
No. Don't be on the medium screen.
Okay.
On your laptops. In a home near you.
If you were to create your own show, what would the concept be?
I don't know. It's gonna be funny. Mm-hmm. It's gonna be a sitcom. Yeah, I would be in a sitcom if it's a show.
Yeah, that you create.
It's gonna be a sitcom.
I would do a sitcom where I would do one where people like. Kind of like people aren't laughing, but it's supposed to be funny. Like not necessarily where you have a live studio audience, but like
The Office.
You could do it. I would do one of those. Abbott Elementary. Even Atlanta. I would do it at Atlanta where it's like, it's a serious show, but it's also funny.
Yeah.
I'm going to do a 90s sitcom. Or it's going to be a 2000s sitcom.
What would I do? Like, I want to say I would do a sitcom. I probably would. But I think I would probably want to do, I would want to do a sitcom. I would want to do something serious, too. Like a drama. Maybe I want to do a telenovela. I don't. I think it might be, like, more serious, like a Being Mary Jane type of thing.
Man, I would have popped up in Walking Dead.
Oh my God.
Probably Randy Walker.
She said if she created a show, it would be based on the magical world of Harry Potter. That's good. That's good. Oh, yeah. I don't know. I feel like the possibilities are endless when you're creating your own thing. So, like, I might create my own world of something and just go from there. Or I'll do a backwards show where all the men have periods and get pregnant and all the women, don't have to worry about those things because the guys have to go through that. A comedy.
I guess we're gonna be seahorses.
It will be a comedy. A rom-com.
Sci-fi.
I don't know. That would be cool though.
Would y'all have been on the Twilight Zone?
I used to love the Twilight Zone. Like the old Twilight Zone that used to be in black and white. I would be in it. Just because. But them things are trippy. I used to love watching the Twilight Zone though.
I'm actually at.
Yeah, I'm
acting. I'm
like, wait! Come back! Don't leave me. No.
That's gonna be his audition. They're like, "Oh, sir, can you read from the script?" Wait.
Like, that's not on the.
So I can't read and record.
Like, sir, this is.
I'm just going.
This is a comedy.
A comedy? Did you laugh? You see the combination between serious and somber? My goodness. Call me.
She said, "Freaky Friday moment. Husband and wife switch bodies."
Switch me back.
Yeah.
Nah. Expeditions.
No, I wouldn't even do the switch bodies. It would just be normal life. It might be a dream, though, within whatever show I'm doing. It just might be a dream. Like how they did in the Cosby Show.
Yeah. They gave birth to a sandwich.
A sub. Those subs were so long. Like, the sub that Bill Cosby gave birth to was, like, from this wall to that wall. And it was, like, fully loaded. I'm sorry. That's nasty. But also, yeah, it might be a dream, but it might not be. It might be the show. A comedy for women. It's a niche audience, you know? Niche topic.
That's funny.
Oh, yeah, man.
Okay. Yeah, man.
That would be funny. I would have to find guys who would be willing to play in that show.
I'm going to be doing some acting.
Damani's like, I'm not being... I'm going to do some acting. And I ain't going to be in that one. Or will he?
You sound like Kronk pulls the level.
That's what I feel like. I love Eartha Kitt, man. Yeah. I'm about to start doing research on her. She's amazing.
Emperor's New. I watched that movie a disgusting amount of times.
Yeah, the game.
Yeah, we had the game.
That was amazing.
We had the movie. We had the new movie. Like the second one.
Mm-hmm.
And used to watch it all the time whenever it came on TV.
And they sold toys at McDonald's and Burger King.
Having toys.
One of them stores.
That was just like a genuinely good movie.
Yeah, like, that we had a good run because it was like that movie came out. I know like all of the Goofy movies were the extremely Goofy movies.
Yeah.
I would have been in that.
I would have.
Or I would have let them animate me.
Yeah. That would have been fun. That would have been fun. But then they had me thinking college was going to be like that a little bit.
They was dancing.
You know, like college was not like, it was a little bit, not really. We was in poetry club, so part of it was like that. When they was in there. Yeah, we was snapping. We experienced that. So yeah, I would have been in that. I don't know, we did have a lot of good
shows,
movies, just stuff. And I don't even know that the things are, like, bad now. Some of them aren't as good, but it's like I don't watch as much TV, and I also don't watch the same things that I used to watch. So, like, I'm not on Disney Channel looking to see if they have any good TV shows, because, like, I don't really care.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you want to cast me in something, then I'll care. Mm-hmm. What about Roger Rabbit? The movie?
Who from Roger Rabbit?
That movie was good.
It's a classic.
That movie was really good.
Like, how you even watch it?
I've seen it.
Yeah.
I don't really remember it like that, so.
I watched it more recently.
Mm.
That's why I remember it. I don't even know where I was at, but it was on, so I was watching it. That movie was good. That and, like, the original Space Jam. I ain't seen the new Space Jam. I didn't hear it. I heard it wasn't good, but.
We will.
Did y'all watch Flubber?
Ah, Flubber.
I used to love that movie.
Yeah. That was a good movie. And,
Everything was good. It was the 90s, baby.
Yeah, some of it was the
2000s. But I was Air still was... remnants of the 90s. Early 2000s was remnants of the 90s. It was produced by 90s.
Yeah.
Casted 90s people in it.
She said, I feel like a lot of the old shows from back then would be canceled now due to the content. I mean, probably.
I don't I don't think so. They be doing wild stuff on regular TV now.
Nah, some of the stuff I watch. In hindsight, when you watch it, you be like, ooh, that wouldn't have flew right now. They would have had to change that whole joke.
Yeah, they would have been. They would have been changing a lot of the lines.
They're just sensitive now. But they like it's like they took out the. That's why we don't watch it. It doesn't. What am I trying to say?
I don't know. Don't get canceled in the process.
He
put this up there.
I don't know if you canceled.
Let the man finish his thought.
finish your thought.
They took away. How people really be feeling. Like, the way people really be feeling and filled it with, like, imaginary stuff. And that's the easiest way I could put it. I don't really know what I'm trying to say at this very moment, but the jokes and stuff, everything, like, the content and context of older shows, it was really happening. Like, that's really what was going on. Now it's like, I want you. They're pushing an agenda. I'm gonna leave it at that. They pushing an agenda on what's going. Yeah, pushing an agenda.
I feel like in the past, like, I don't know. It was a lot of shows that just offended a lot of people. Like, it was.
I don't think the shows cared if they offended the everybody was getting offended.
So it was almost okay. Yeah, it was like a even playing field type of thing, like, because everybody was getting offended.
Because, yeah. I mean, even if you think, I'm sorry to control, even if you think, like, Rush Hour is the most, like, on paper, that movie, right? He said, I will pick you back to Africa. Whoa, hold on. That's crazy. But again, it was so equally.
Yeah, like they were going back and forth with it so that it wound up being funny versus, like, I don't know, weird. I think we as a society are more sensitive and we're also paying more attention, like, closely. So, like, in the past where stuff we would just let it slide, we don't, it's not, you can't just let certain things slide anymore. Which isn't necessarily, like, a bad thing. It is what it is. So, like, now, but I think that now, rather than being creative in what you say, people are just like, oh, well. Let's rewrite this and just fluff it up or something like that. So then it comes off, I don't know, as a completely different thing rather than it being as creative as it could have been. I guess that's where the disconnect is as far as, like, older shows versus the newer shows. It's like you're not being creative anymore because you're just like, oh, I can't say this. Some of the things that we used to laugh at, like, really should not have been said. Mm-hmm. Point blank, period. Like, it should not have been funny. But it was. And that's just a sign of, like, the times that we grew up in. And what was normalized for us growing up. But it's, at the same time, it's like, I mean, honestly speaking, like, some of the stuff that we laughed at is stuff that if I just read this on a piece of paper, I would actually get offended. But because you said this in whatever context and I'm watching the show, then I'm not as offended, or I might be a little bit offended, but it was also still a little bit funny because it also is just a little bit true. So, like, it's just hard. It's a hard thing to navigate, but I think if people add a little more creativity.
Yeah. I think, yeah, it's similar to how I feel about the Carmichael show. Like, the Carmichael show is very offensive, but it's like, I can't even really be mad, because, like, it's real, because people actually feel like this, so it's like, it is offensive, but it's real, and I think some people try to make stuff that doesn't offend, and sometimes you lose the realness, yeah.
And that's the problem.
But even, like, same thing with, like, the Mindy's Project.
Yeah.
They be saying some offensive stuff, but it be like, it's like, people do feel this way. And then it's also like, it's not like they were just saying offensive stuff to about everybody else. It's like, you're saying defensive stuff, like, about your own culture as well. Mm-hmm. Or, like, you're naming certain stereotypes that people think are true, or you're playing off of this. But even to the effect of, like, the Carmichael show and the Mindy Project, they were creative enough to find a way to say it or present it or whatever so that it still presents well in this comedy, in the grand scheme of things, versus just being like, all right, let's just scrap the whole thing and just put a regular, stereotypical something that people are gonna laugh at type of thing. I don't know. I think it's a level of creativity that's missing. I don't necessarily, I think it's a level of creativity with operating within the truth that is missing versus it being like, let's just fluff this up so that, you know, it's more fairy tale. I mean, I like the fairy tale stuff too, though, sometimes. But it just depends.
Yeah, I mean, I think we definitely grew up with a lot more options. A lot more options and a lot of... I'm biased because I grew up in a time when I'm just, like, I think our options, we grew up with a lot of great TV. Like, granted, there's a lot of good TV now, but it was, like, a lot of diverse TV with a lot of diverse people. Because, again, you can be watching the Jamie Foxx show, and then or you could be watching like the George Lopez show, or you could be watching like That's So Raven, or you could be watching, you know, Nas Declassified. It was like it was just so many different.
I would be in that show too.
Nas Declassified.
Yeah.
Maybe for me.
I would pop up in an episode.
Drake and Josh.
Drake and I would definitely be in Drake and Josh.
Go with me, brother.
I would also be in Zoe 101.
Zoe 101 was not as good as I remember. When I went back and watched
it. Yeah, slowly. I don't want to go back and watch it, but I would be in it. I would be a part of the talk. but I'm sorry, I interrupted you.
No, I was just saying in general, we just had a lot of diversity to a degree. But even though it wasn't fully diverse, but it was like the first time where they were putting other people who look differently and who had different perspectives and giving them their own show.
Yeah.
So it was just interesting. Yeah. Some great. Granted, I think there are some great shows, but like now, it's just different. It's like it's not as many, or the shows are made differently.
But I also don't know if like streaming has a part to do with it too, because it's probably a lot of good shows out there, but it's like you gotta have a subscription to everything in order to even find one thing, because it's so much. It's like music now, like it's so much music out there, and it's a lot of good music, but it's also a lot of bad music, and you have to literally like shuffle through everything in order to find the good stuff or the stuff that you like or whatever, stuff that might be timeless or might be interesting to you. It's a lot of work now to find good TV. I think that's what it is. Versus back then, it's like we had these channels.
54, 53,
60, 57, 58.
We really had, like, I'm going to say, to start, we had, like, channels 1 to 100. And you found something within those channels. Now you have regular cable. You got streaming platforms. Now you have also the regular channels have their own streaming channels. So then they have extra content on their streaming platforms along with the what comes on TV. And then, which isn't a bad thing, because then if you don't have TV, you just have Wi-Fi and then you still have access. But it's so much. And it's like, I don't even know what to watch. Even like we got Peacock and stuff like that. I don't even know what to watch on there besides King of Queens.
I would have been King of Queens.
I would have been on that show. Yeah. I would have been on that show. Yeah. Like, move over Deacon and his wife. I would have. I'd have been right in there. But yeah, I think it's so much that it just makes it hard to find what you're actually looking for.
Yeah.
But do you guys have any final thoughts on all of the things that we just talked about?
We were all over the place.
This is the old man that was like,
Dang, I'm old part two.
TV guys and number channels. Crazy.
Right.
Slides and TV guys.
So no final thoughts?
I'm going to be in a movie and a show. Directors, come talk to me. Word. For booking.
Likewise, I'm going to be acting. Give me an Oscar.
Damn. I don't even care about the awards. I just want to be in a good movie, a good quality movie. Get people what they've been missing.
Definitely so.
Well, yeah, we'll all be in stuff coming soon. Definitely hit up the Gray Area at the Gray Area Podcast at gmail.com for, interesting. If you're interested in booking us, I think I said that right. But also,
serious inquiries only.
Yeah, serious inquiries only. You know, fly me out. Not like that though. But anyways, thank you for joining us for another episode of the Gray Area Podcast. I am Shaquay D.
Breaking news, Breeze here. It's your boy Damani.
And thank you for joining us. If you haven't already, make sure you like, share, and subscribe. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. Also, hit that notification bell so you never miss an upload. Ding. But don't forget to subscribe to our Patreon. For the low price of $3, you'll be able to watch this podcast live and early, because we do record at least 1 to 2 months in advance. Also, you'll get to watch our food review show, our other show,
Sunday Night Live
vibes show, along with other content that we are creating and other behind the scenes content. We thank you guys. Thank you again for joining us on the Patreon, and we will see you guys next week. Bye.
Adios.
Stay blessed, stay black.
Get on my face.
Ooh.
Get on my.
Mamma mia. I am tired.
Get on my face.
This is spicy meatballs.
Goddamn button.